Good evening, I'm Paul D'Arienzo with the headlines. Super Tuesday is commencing across the United States at this hour. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden are planning to clinch their party's nominations. Former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley, fresh off a single win, the Republican primary in D.C., is making a last-ditch effort to stop Trump, who has easily won every other GOP primary. President Joe Biden is facing scattered opposition in his primary fight, and after tonight, most pundits predict the election will be a rematch. The president was on his way to Camp David today when he said the future of a temporary ceasefire in Gaza is out of his hands.
It's in the hands of Hamas right now. The Israelis have been cooperating.
Biden missed an opportunity to meet with a member of Israel's war cabinet who was in Washington, opposition figure Benny Gantz. He's a rival to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. National Security spokesperson John Kirby was asked why the two failed to meet.
Mr. Gantz asked to come to Washington, asked for a series of meetings with administration officials, and he's getting those. He met with Jake Sullivan yesterday. He met with the vice president yesterday. Today, he's met with the Secretary of Defense and the Secretary of State. All of these conversations have been constructive and productive. We hope that Mr. Gantz goes home informed by the conversations that we had and the concerns that we expressed.
Meanwhile, Medea Benjamin of the anti-war group Code Pink and a group of Palestinians waving Palestinian flags were outside the White House demanding their own meeting with Gantz.
Biden, what do you say? How many kids did you kill today?
It's important to be here in front of the White House precisely on the day that this war criminal from Israel is talking to our officials, and we say shame on them for even meeting with the war criminal.
And in more political news, the third highest-ranking U.S. diplomat and critic of Russia's war in Ukraine, Victoria Nuland, announced her retirement today. She was deeply involved with the installation of the pro-U.S. government in Kyiv that led to Russia's invasion. After Russia began its special operation in Ukraine, the Kremlin released captured documents. They showed that the United States had given some financial support to germ labs in Ukraine. Nuland, though, blamed the Russians during questioning by Senator Marco Rubio.
If there's a biological or chemical weapon incident or attack inside of Ukraine, is there any doubt in your mind that 100% it would be the Russians that would be behind it?
There is no doubt in my mind, Senator, and it is classic Russian technique to blame on the other guy what they're planning to do themselves.
And in yet more political news, independent Senator Kyrsten Sinema, a former Democrat, will not run for re-election in Arizona. She's the first woman in the Senate from that state. She says she's leaving because of polarization in Congress, but Sinema was responsible for blocking key Biden initiatives, often in tandem with Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia. White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre.
She was one of the leading negotiators on the border security bill that came out of the Senate in a bipartisan way. We appreciated her efforts on that. And there are some other, obviously, ways that we've worked closely with her. Outside of that, I don't want to get too far ahead. This is the first time I'm hearing the news.
In local news, Mayor Eric Adams has seen his administration buffeted by FBI searches of the homes of two of his campaign workers. His lawyers say the mayor is not under investigation himself. On Tuesday, Adams says he respects the law.
These inquiries are going to take their course. That's how it's done. You know, listen, I'm a former member of law enforcement, and I know that there's a process, and let the process take its course. My job is to continue to state, you know, we follow the rules, we follow the law, and be as cooperative as possible. That's my job, and that's the job that I'm doing.
And on Monday night, New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand was speaking in Brooklyn Heights at the First Unitarian Universalist Church to a local political group. But the concerns of a large crowd of protesters were more than local politics.
Every single morning I wake up and I see Palestinians dying day after day after day after day, body after body after body, with our taxpayer dollars funding it.
You have blood on your hands. My people deserve to live.
WBAI local station board chair Michael White was there.
There were people inside the church sanctuary, and they popped up throughout Gillibrand's speech at different times to challenge her with why she is supporting the U.S. military aid to Israel.
Police arrived to remove protesters, but no one was reported arrested. Paul D'Arienzo, New York.